USA Radio News.
I'm Jeremy Scott. A new session of Congress is convening at this hour at the Capitol in D.C. The 117th Congress is formally called to order. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi is set to be reelected with the slimmest Democratic majority in the House in 20 years. All eyes are on Georgia, where Tuesday's runoff elections will determine two crucial Senate seats that could be the difference in Republicans maintaining control of the chamber. Larry King remains in a Southern California hospital. Here's USA Radio's Lance Pry.
Legendary broadcaster Larry King is in a Los Angeles hospital with COVID-19. The 87-year-old Brooklyn native stepped down from his cable show in 2012. King has weathered numerous health problems over the years, including a major heart attack in 1987, the removal of a cancerous tumor in 2017, an angioplasty in 2019, and a stroke in March of 2019.
This is USA Radio News.
Rockstar Radio. Did you know this station, this network, is looking for their next rockstar broadcaster? That's right, we are. And it could be you. It could be you interviewing the guests, talking to the newsmakers right in the middle of everything. Have you ever dreamed of being a rockstar show host? Now could be your chance. Together with this station, we'll help you with everything you need. The studios, the equipment, your own producer, a co-host if you'd like, and so much more. Broadcasting is changing. There's never been a need for fresh voices and unique opinions like there is right now. You can do this. Our professional team will guide you every step of the way. Sound effects, show content, building your social network media, and everything you need to be the next rockstar broadcaster. Get all the details. Email Bill at rockstar.today. That's Bill at rockstar.today. To get started with your own show, email Bill at rockstar.today. That's Bill at rockstar.today. Don't wait. You could be the next voice for America. Email Bill at rockstar.today.
A judge will decide Monday whether WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange can be extradited from the UK to the US to face charges of espionage over the publication of secret American military documents. Assange's partner and the mother of his two sons has appealed to President Donald Trump to grant a pardon. Assange faces a maximum sentence of 175 years in prison. Federal investigators said yesterday that Nashville bomber Anthony Warner sent materials about his views to people he knew before he blew himself up inside an RV on Christmas morning. The FBI did not disclose what those materials were. The 63-year-old Warner's remains were found at the blast site. The explosion damaged dozens of buildings and injured several people. Pennsylvania State Representative Mike Reese died yesterday of an apparent brain aneurysm at the age of 42. He was reelected to a seventh term in the state house in November. Reese contracted COVID-19 in early December, but was said to be doing better. USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Two coronavirus vaccines have been granted emergency use authorization in India, one developed by AstraZeneca and Oxford University, the other developed locally. These are the first vaccines approved in the world's second most populous country to the United States, which also has the second highest number of infections. Iran has threatened President Trump in his final days in office. USA Radio's Dan Araki reports.
An Iranian official issued a threat to President Trump ahead of the one-year anniversary of a drone strike that killed a top Iranian general. Iran's top judicial official said Friday that the president and anyone involved with the strike that killed General Qasem Soleimani would not be safe on Earth. Retired Air Force Lieutenant General Dave Deptula says the president should take that threat seriously, but in context. He tells Fox News that Iran is still going to act in its own best interests.
Iran's still the world's leading state sponsor of terrorism, and therefore, it's absolutely imperative that they not be allowed to create nuclear weapons. Bottom line is, yes, the president should take it seriously, but also it needs to be, that threat needs to be put in context, remembering that Iran is going to act in Iran's best interests. We and the president simply needs to be prepared, as he's already stated, to be able to respond to any sort of aggression that Iran commits against either the United States or its partners in the region.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
For USA Radio News, I'm Jeremy Scott.